This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A trip to the land of Israel is definitely life-changing. It will change how you read God's Word. And that's what this show is all about. I caught up with Ryan Talley. Ryan serves as the faith-based public relations director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism's North American Christian Team, the Midwest region. And we talked about traveling to Israel and why it will change everything when you do that.
The national parks are beautiful. They're perfect. They're pristine. They're just gorgeous.
And there's so many things there that people wouldn't think to do or to go see in Israel. Like, you wouldn't think about seeing a crusader-like fortress or castle. There's tons of them all over Israel. It's like you're going to the medieval times. There's so many things. And then outside of just, like, faith tourism, it's just a phenomenal destination, just period, because there's, you can snow ski and scuba dive in the same day.
Wait a minute. How in the world do you do that?
Well, Mount Hermon, I guess you'd call it Israel's Alp. It's one Alp, but there's snow on there and there's a ski resort. So you can literally go snowboarding, snow skiing. They have mountain coasters up there. It's big snowmen and coffee shops, and you can go skiing and everything. And then in the afternoon, drive maybe 2-3 hours and go scuba dive in the Mediterranean. Or really, I mean, Israel's so small, but there's so much different climate and geography. You could, if you were really pushing it and felt like driving for about 6 hours, you could see the Red Sea, the southernmost tip, and Mount Hermon in the same day. It's only a 6-hour, 6.5-hour, 7-hour drive. So you could literally swim with a dolphin and throw a snowball in the same day.
That's the amazing thing about the geography of Israel. There's just this geography here, another part of geography here, another part of the temperate zone here and there. And of course, in the winter, as you mentioned, you can go up to Mount Hermon and you can ski and swim in the Red Sea, and you can go to the Dead Sea, which is another amazing place to go to. That we haven't even talked about the Dead Sea.
Yeah, and the Dead Sea is it's the lowest place on Earth. It's not the most saline lake in the world, but it's up there. And I can tell you from experience, it's a very unique experience. I'm a very big guy. I'm 6'4", 6'5". I weigh over 300 pounds. I'm a large football player type guy. And the first time I went in there, I thought, I'm not going to float. It's just not going to work. And I was bobbing up and down within 2 seconds of getting in there. It's very unique, very interesting. It's very healthy. The mud that you have there, the industry that comes out of the Dead Sea is remarkable and kind of prophetic in a way. You know, you have the Dead Sea Works there, which they export magnesium and all sorts of minerals that is inserted into soil so that people can farm and grow around the world. So the Dead Sea actually feeds the world. They're able to grow better crops. So there's just lots of really neat things. You have the area of Sodom down there where you can literally see the difference in sulfur and rock, and you can kind of visualize where these events would have happened. And you can literally light the rocks on fire still. There's so much to do and see, even without the faith aspect. You could go on a vacation there and do anything and everything and have as good a time or better than anywhere in the world. But on top of that, it's where the apple of God's eye is there, and everything happened there. So you get everything.
Your journey to Israel can start when you visit holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. Check out that website. A lot of great information there and a lot of powerful videos for you to watch as well. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms. And you can go to afr.net and listen to the podcast and the show there. Thanks for listening. I'm John Riley.